USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Raphael Warnock is projected to have defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler in their Senate runoff race in Georgia, bringing the Democrats within reach of the majority in the upper chamber. NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, and the Associated Press called the race for Warnock shortly before 2 a.m. Eastern. Loeffler has not conceded. The Democrat John Ossoff, Republican David Perdue race is separated by only a few thousand votes in favor of Ossoff, with 99% of the precincts reporting. In the 2020 presidential election, Congress meets today for a final tally of the state's electoral votes. Expect the gavel to open the session at 1 p.m. Eastern. Dozens of former lawmakers and opposition activists were arrested Wednesday morning in Hong Kong on suspicion of violating the city's sweeping national security legislation in the biggest crackdown yet since the law was imposed by Beijing last year. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
It's been 30 years since a wide receiver has won the Heisman Trophy. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki fills us in.
College football's top award has gone to a wide receiver for the first time in nearly 30 years. Alabama wideout Devonta Smith beat out teammate and quarterback Mac Jones, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, and Florida quarterback Kyle Trask. Smith is the first receiver to win the award as college football's top player since Michigan's Desmond Howard won the trophy in 1991. Smith led the nation in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. He also only dropped two passes all season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Other contenders were quarterback Mark Jones of Alabama, quarterback Trevor Lawrence of Clemson, and quarterback Kyle Trask of Florida. When video games go bad, CD Projekt Red's role-playing game Cyberpunk 2077 has lost 79% of its player base since it launched just a month ago. This is according to new analysis from video game statistics website Get Hype, which shows that the game's player base declined. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Per the Constitution, January 6th, the Electoral College numbers from the 2020 presidential election will come to a final vote in Congress. Expecting fireworks later today, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki fills us in.
A number of Republican representatives and senators say they will challenge the electoral vote count when Congress meets on Wednesday to certify that vote. Congressman Jim Jordan says he plans on issuing challenges to the electoral vote in six states. The Ohio Republican told Newsmax what to expect on the floor of the House.
Well, what you're going to see is several members of the United States House of Representatives object to the electors being accepted and certified in six states. And the reason you're going to see that is because all these states, there was unconstitutional change in the election rules just prior to the election. The Constitution, Sean, as all your viewers know, is very straightforward. It says that the legislature determines the time, place, and manner for elections, not Supreme Courts in the state, not governors, not Secretary of State, not county clerks, not Facebook, not Twitter. It says the legislature. And in all these states that we will object to tomorrow, someone outside the legislature, they went around the legislature and changed the election rules. And the reason they had to go around the legislature is because they were controlled by Republicans. So they sued in friendly court. They got a hack Secretary of State who would change the rules at the last minute. That's how they did this.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named four lawmakers to serve as Democratic leaders in the House ahead of the expected debate. The session should begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.